Blog Talk Radio. Your ideal life is waiting right in the next short 15 minutes. So it's time to awaken consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. And it's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. And it's time for peace, love, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving soul. This is Carol Lam Parisi, and yesterday we were talking about the stages of change model. Remember, it's a very important and useful theory of behavioral change, which every person, every human that's intrinsically wanting to live a better life should be familiar with. It's a framework for change that you can translate to action to help yourself to successfully progress through the stages to achieve long-lasting behavioral change. See, this is for those of us who believe in intrinsic personal responsibility. Yes, it's great to have a coach. I am a coach. I can help you. But you know what? Each one, teach one. As you learn, you're going to get better. Constantly be learning. Always be a learner. And what is better than self-efficacy and self-improvement with yourself? Now, I do believe everybody can use a coach. I've had many phenomenal coaches, but if you learn some of these principles, you're going to be a better student for your coach. So we went through that. Now, you know, there's some things here that in coaching, it's called motivational interviewing, and that's when the coach goes ahead and communicates a conversation about change. And it's a collaborative conversation, and it's kind of overriding a psychologist or coach writing reflex. A writing reflex is when somebody just wants to come and give you an answer right away. And I think a lot of strong personality types like myself are immediately want to be the fixers. But you know something? As a coach and as someone who's into personal development, sometimes we just need to pause and be here now and say, you know what, clear your mind. If you're coaching someone else, let them talk. Let them get the intrinsic. And then if you're coaching yourself, kind of give yourself a counterpoint to what you're always doing. Because remember, what we always do doesn't always serve us well. Sometimes we can create new and better ways of thinking, and that's what Awaken to Empowerment is. That is what Awaken to Empowerment is. You're awakening to new and better to create your ideal life, because thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We can create our ideal life. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. So stick with me here. In our show here, we are totally more focused on, human potentiality. You know, we've got to figure intrinsically our human potential can supersede anything that a psychologist model of deficit model psychology has to offer. And what that means is generally psychologists come in as know-it-alls and have focus on the deficits. empowering coaching, Awaken to Empowerment Coaching, is focusing on your potentiality, what's intrinsically inside of you. And, you know, you have what you need. And through this process with Awaken to Empowerment Radio, we're going to find exactly what that golden egg is for yourself. So, but when you listen to yourself and you do this motivational interviewing with the coach, make sure your coach does motivational interviewing. And it must be done in a collaborative, accepting, compassionate tone, as well as evoking better thinking from you. See, it's all about you as the client. And when you're doing this for yourself, it's all about you. It's okay for you to be all about you. And a lot of us empaths and people that want to help and change the world have a propensity to absorb a lot of negative stuff from other people. So, and you want to help everybody, and you want to do, you know what, put your own life preserver on, your own air mask on for that airplane. I've said that before, and this is kind of like my ruby slippers analogy. It's all inside of you. You have what you need inside of you, and you know, you can go do these things yourself. By you listening to the show, it shows that you have self-efficacy. And hopefully, by listening to this show, we can help engage and find what that is, that golden egg. It's all there. You have it all inside of you. It's the ruby slippers like Dorothy. You've always had it all along. So kind of give yourself some open-ended questioning. And listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. And summarize what you're feeling at that time. So this is all about this motivational interviewing. And it goes into collaboration. Collaboration, acceptance, compassion, and evocation is the spirit of this motivational interviewing. And it is clearly all about you. It's client-centered. As a coach, it'd be client-centered. And the fundamental belief that you are your own expert in your own life. It is true. It is true. You are your own expert, which is totally awakening yourself to your own empowerment. Okay? There's Miller and Rolnick, 2013. It describes the relationship between a client and a coach. Best MIs dancing rather than wrestling. A good MI conversation looks as smooth as a ballroom waltz. Someone is still leading in the dance without tripping or stepping on toes. Without partnership, there is no dance. So this is where you get a good coach. A good coach will dance with you. They won't wrestle with you, okay? Now, sometimes, I gotta say, I do need to do the wrestling, but let's not talk about that because right now we're talking about motivational interviewing, okay? Motivational interviewing is rooted in unwavering acceptance of the client and unconditional positive regard. And it's a client-coach relationship that must be rooted in respect, trust, empathy. Okay, we talked about that before. You know, there's got to be this empathy and this trust and mutual respect. And compassion, of course. Miller and Rolnick in 2013 added compassion to their discussion to emphasize that motivational interviewing should be practiced in the best interest and for the ultimate welfare of the client, okay? Not for some secondary gain or benefit to the coach. All, if you're getting a coach, make notes of this. Now, if you're coaching yourself, you can totally apply these professional coaching techniques for your own life, for you to empower and create your own ideal life. Okay? Now, evocation, this is where you may need to go ahead and you may need someone else. I mean, remember I've said sometimes we need that person that sees in us what we don't see in ourselves to help spark that. But, you know, while the coach may be able to quickly identify what the client needs to do successfully for change, like, okay, let's say for weight loss, to eat less, exercise more, yada, yada, whatever, it's the role of the coach to evoke this aha moment, this recognition from the client rather than telling the client what they need, okay? And that's the writing reflex. Well, you know what you should do? Now, sometimes if someone asks, what should I do? I think that's an open door, but then you still have to deploy those open-ended questions to help create that intrinsic ownership, okay? So got to call forth the strength and wisdom from within. And it's an intrinsic thing. Okay, so now there are skill sets here like open-ended questioning. You know, what has been your experience? How's that working for you? What can you do better? How did you feel? You know, how can you move forward? What do you think your next steps will be? And you know, call forth your own motivation and inspiration for change. That is what empowering change truly is. That is what truthful, timeless transformation truly is. So, and you also have to use your affirming statements that highlight yours or your client's highest strengths, abilities, positive efforts, and help facilitate self-efficacy and confidence, okay? That is what a coach's job is. That's what you want to do for yourself when you're coaching yourself. You want to go ahead and empower the mindset of self-efficacy and self-confidence and I can do attitude. And that is what Awakened to Empowerment Radio has been about for the past 5 years. Excuse me, I'm blowing my nose because I do have a little cold. Okay. So, you know, we need to drive our own internal motivation for this desire to change, for this desire to be, do, have, for this desire to create our ideal life. And it's focusing on what's going right. It's accentuating the positive. It's eliminating the negative. Yes, we do need a reality check, you know, but I think when we're first starting out, focusing in on the positive things, the little baby changes, because remember, change is hard, man. Especially the older we get, it's those neural pathways that we've created that just keep going and going and going and going. So, you know, we need to go ahead and incorporate the positive. Affirming statements and reframe that deficit mentality. You know, oh man, I'm such a loser. I really screwed up. We do this negative self-talk. We've talked about this ad nauseum, but we just—it's so true. These are timeless truths. This is Wealth of Wisdom Wednesday, okay? And these are just total great things to help you create your ideal life. Just keep focusing on your positive, and be reflective, okay? Now, if you're talking to someone else or you're coaching someone else, there's something called reflective listening. And according to this book here that I'm studying, which is the Coaching Behavior Change from American Council on Exercise, this is my class I'm doing. So reflective listening describes a process by which the coach makes an informed guess about the meaning of what the client has shared. This process helps clients think more deeply about what they're saying. So if you say something, ponder yourself. Or if you're coaching someone, listen to what they're saying and help to reframe it, if you will. Mastery of reflective listening is critical not only in practicing motivational interviewing, but any relationship or coach-owner. So this is what our show is today. There's a lot more to go through, but remember, you don't order, you don't warn, you don't give advice. That's not this important thing. So just recap your life, create your own power, establish mutual trusting relationship with the person you're coaching, but do your change talk, okay? We're going to identify more things tomorrow, like understanding your desire, your ability, your reasons, and your need, and keep preparing for your change. It's very important. I hope this show has served you today. Use these tools. Tune in again. This is Carol Ann Parisi for Awakened to Empowerment Radio. Peace, love, and freedom. Remember, you could be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Peace, love, and freedom, and peace of mind. Thanks for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi, your Transformation Diva. Love ya. Bye-bye.